What's up, guys? Welcome back to Internet Explorers. I'm Tim Geddes, and that's Andy Cortez, and we are the Internet Explorers. Andy, get out of the future. What you doing?
Tim, it's not looking good over here. I'll be honest with you. It's looking real
scary. Does it get worse?
It gets worse, Tim. It gets worse.
Is there more neon, though?
Yeah, there's neon everywhere, but dog has a taste for human flesh now.
Oh, no. Cecil.
Wow. Yeah, Cecil and Moose.
That's a turn that we didn't expect, especially for Moose. I don't like that. Who does he eat first?
He eats Gia.
Oh, man.
Really unfortunate.
Yeah. Great. Now I'm all alone.
You sold her out, dude.
Damn. I would to the Moose. It makes sense.
I wish I could see anything in these glasses because they're so cool.
There's something. I don't know if cool's the word I was looking for, but they're definitely something. Andy, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Got myself an Xbox, fell back asleep.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Where'd you order it from?
I got it from Microsoft Store.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I got the Amazon one. A lot more of a hassle than I wished that it was.
Really?
These motherfuckers. Oh yeah. Way, way more. Oh, it's gonna be live at 8. No, it's not.
Well,
more like 8:45.
I mean, I was refreshing every page possible, and Best Buy was just taking ages. So I just kind of gave up on. Maybe I should buy a NES as well. Maybe might give my nephew a treat, my brother a treat. But no,
Nah. That'll have to wait for another day. Of course, I got the X. X gonna give it to you, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Very excited about it all. But let me explain some things. The reason I am now upstairs is I'm finally installing my Atmos speakers in the theater. So that is happening. And when I say I mean someone else is doing it, but they're doing it right now down there. So I can't be down there. So I have to be up here. So it's a little change of scenery. And also, normally Nick's on the show, but I don't know if you heard, but Nick and Andy used to do a show called KFAF. At least for the time being, we're now welcoming Andy to this Internet Explorers Club. We'll see what's going on. It's going to be some combination of us doing the show because you know what? You are an honorary Internet Explorer. You always have been.
I agree.
So it's good to have you on officially as a member of the team, of the squad.
I've always been working in the shadows, Tim. I've been more in the background, kind of like the tendrils, kind of feeling everything up. But now that I can finally be, you know, I could bust out the green screen now. We can see what happens with that.
Yeah.
Kevin, next time I bust out the green screen, you put me in front of something and I have to guess what I'm in front of, like they did on Whose Line Is It Anyway.
That is a fantastic idea.
That's really good.
Yeah.
How hard is it to bust out the green screen?
Get it, dude. Get it out. Get it
like,
out.
Like right now, it would right be very now. Hard.
No, not for the not for this episode. But we should do that for the next time because that's actually a brilliant idea. Wait. Because this is Internet Explorers, where we explore the internet live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. You can watch it later on youtube.com/kindoffunny or roosterteeth.com. You can also listen to it as a podcast. Just search for Internet Explorers on your favorite podcast service, and we're going to be right there exploring the internet into your ears. If you want to get the show ad-free, we let you do that. Go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, just like our Patreon producers, Muhammad and Al Tribesman did. Momo and Al, right, Andy?
Momo and Al coming live to Peacock Network.
Exactly. Wait, didn't they rename Peacock? No.
No.
They renamed CBS into Paramount Plus.
What?
You hear about that?
No, that's just the app.
Talk about some inconsequential news. Nah, I think CBS All Digital or whatever.
Yeah, but like CBS is still a channel.
Oh yeah,
I'm talking about the CBS Digital.
Yeah, just the all access change to Paramount. That's awful. I don't like that.
I feel like that happened a while ago. No,
I'm seeing a story from September 15th, about a week ago, Kevin.
Oh,
it all happened about a week ago. And speaking of time, ladies and gentlemen, we're running out of time for you to go to kindoffunny.com/store and buy clothes.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I was going to segue into the how many days until Fast 9, but I realized that's out of order and Kevin gets upset about that. Understandably, because there needs to be order here on Internet Explorers. Kev, can you bring up the store, please?
I need to get my...
Sorry, it was already up. For a second, I was like, cool. the fuck's he talking about?
Sorry. it's hard to, because I can't really see. But we have not one, but two of the Anime Girl shirts live right now. We got the Kind of Funhouse one, and we have the RTX exclusive Kind of Funny shirt. Kev, could you click into that one?
She's adorable, by the way.
I love this. Give me your thoughts, Andy. Give me the t-shirt review.
She's too cool to sort of represent who we are, is what I would say. Like, mm-hmm. This young lady, obviously valedictorian, right? Like, top of her class, really good at grammar, Kevin. Really good at grammar.
Oh, wow. Dude,
she knows where to put all the periods, you know what I mean?
What does that mean?
What'd you just say?
Well, like, just when you're writing a sentence,
yeah,
you know how I don't include periods?
It just sounded weird, Kevin. You know, you got to weigh
about it. It's not sexual.
You got to weigh about it.
She knows how to use every colon.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That was bad, too. Anyways, you can go to kindoffunny.com/store. What was that sound?
Penguin.
Kevin, I don't like the energy that you're bringing to the show right now.
I hate it.
Oh, Lord. Anyways, now let's get to what I was talking about earlier. Andy, how many days do you think are until Fast 9 is officially in theaters?
Is there a date?
April 2nd, 2021.
How many days? Guess. Do you just want me to take a guess? Okay, how many? What day is it? What day is it?
It is the 22nd of September.
Okay.
Wait, are you actually planning to do the math there? Because like, I feel like you're...
I want to see Andy try. I heard that Andy is as good at math as that anime girl is at grammar.
Okay, 33? No, hold on. No, that's not right.
The answer is 192.
Here's what I did. Multiply times six. It's okay.
No, here's what I did. I was like, all right, 7 weeks in, or 7 days in a week. There's 7 weeks. About 34, 30, 36. It should have been 30 times 7. Yeah, damn.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anyways, every week here on Internet Explorers, Andy, we check in to see how many days are left until Fast 9 comes to theaters. And we usually do that. We celebrate that by going to Vin Diesel's Instagram page to see what he's been up to. Okay. And I'll tell you this. He hasn't been up to much. This is the least he's updated in a long time. But he did post this, which is an oldie but a goodie. I swear to God, he's posted the same picture 15 times. But have you seen the majesty that is Vin Diesel's Instagram?
I mean, we did a KFA Photoshop challenge of just Vin Diesel fan art, and all of them were a person with a ghosted image in the sunset.
Yep. Yep. That's all that he likes to post on his Instagram.
Can we watch this video?
Rest in peace, Paul Walker. But just seeing that image right there, I was like, oh yeah, that is they're really just nailing it right there.
Yeah, Kev, let's watch it. What's he have to say?
I don't know where it goes, you know.
So I'm on my way to do ADR.
I thought he was gonna go hostage.
I just heard the master of a song that's coming out that I was able to do during these unprecedented COVID times. And I am so excited for you all to hear it. I won't even tease it. I'll just say that I'm so excited for you to hear it. Shout out to all you people that have encouraged me to continue my passion for singing.
Singing!
Did that creative outlet come in handy during these past 6 months. Love to you all. And I hope you will. So I'm on my way to do 80.
Now the speculation begins, Tim.
So good.
The speculation begins. What artists is he teaming up with? Where is he featuring? We got to start figuring out who he has the closest ties to. Is it maybe a Ludacris song? Is it Tyrese?
Oh, my God. Oh my, Tyrese coming out of singing retirement to do a collab with Vin Diesel.
Dude, what if it's
I want to hear Vin Diesel sing. Oh my Lord. A little rap verse by Luda. I'm into that for sure.
There's an infamous clip that they would always play on the Le Batard show from when he was singing a gospel verse And it was just like, they would always just clip it out. So it's really out of context, but it's him going, oh, happy day. That's all it is. That's all it is. That's all they'll play.
Oh my God.
But I'm not sure where that came from. And I think if you, I got to assume it's on YouTube somewhere of just him singing some sort of gospel song. I'll look it up while we continue.
Well, guess what? We're the Internet Explorers. This is what we can do. Kev, go to YouTube. Oh, there we go. I'm sure it's from this. Let's go. Let's go.
I'm filming today with all of the actors, including my, and we went through Russo. A dream of mine always has been to have the confidence to sit with. Oh, happy day!
Oh, happy day!
When Jesus was!
That's probably enough of that.
But I just want to find the clip out of him say, oh, happy day. Chat, can you look for, can you scrub through chat and then find that exact just time code? Because I really just want to hear that one little moment. It's got to be the beginning and end because nobody else is singing behind him.
We have done the Vin Diesel watch. Oh my God. But we have done the Vin Diesel watch for, I don't know, 50 something episodes, if not more. And how did we not know about this? How does somehow the Vin hole go deeper?
It's one of those where I always wanted to bring it up, but I just never knew if it had been known yet. You know, I didn't know how deep the facts went. Cause I know we got to set up a Wikipedia page, by the way, of just not of just Vin Diesel. Cause obviously he has his own Wikipedia page, but there needs to be a Internet Explorers presents Vin Diesel and just everything we've discovered. And
hold on, go back, Kev. Can you play that clip that you just played again? He was just wailing.
I don't like this. This is.
We're going. Do to it.
Oh Jesus! He's having the time of his fucking life.
All the tattoos on his arms. This is like when Moose hears a siren go by.
I feel like we're making fun of him now.
Yeah, it's so sad.
Oh, Andy, welcome to Internet Explorers, okay? Hey, look, here's the thing. He's having fun. Like, can you imagine if I had the chance to lead a choir like this, would I do it? Yeah. Would I sound worse than him? 100%. That doesn't stop the fact that we're having fun here. You know what I mean? Okay. I can't wait
the amount of
the
times...
33 days until we watch Fast 9. all right. So that's so far away, Andy. If I wanted to know what was coming to Mom and Grop shops today, where would I look?
The kind of funny list of all the friends.
Hell yeah. All the new cool friends. No, so here's the thing. Before we started the show, you and Kev were talking about a little mishap that you had this morning.
Yeah.
Would you like to go into some details about this?
Tim, Kevin, you tell the guy something in private.
I know, you know what I mean? Now it's content.
He just gotta bring it up. He's just gotta air.
Obviously you're sensitive about it. It's fucked up.
I'm very
sensitive. You did the most Andy move I think I've ever heard you do.
Is it though? Okay. All right.
Yes, it is. It is.
Okay, here's what happened. I am listening to my Dan Le Batard podcast in the shower, and I have my phone. I always put it on the top of where, you know, where the door, sliding door goes. Mm-hmm. I always leave it there up top.
On the top of the rail?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's wide enough. It's fine. But I listen to the way the radio show plays, it'll like play the previous song instead of going to the next hour. It'll go because of how it's ordered or whatever. So I got to like, all right, let me put the next episode up. And I would go to the next episode. And as I was jostling with it, I dropped it in the shower and it kind of tumbled. And that sucked. And it was fine. Right. Didn't have any issues, but it did fall in the shower. And so I'm like, all right, the phone's fucking up. And my apps just stop working when I get out of the shower, when I'm kind of in bed settling down. I'm trying to open up YouTube. YouTube will not open. I'm trying to open up Twitter. It'll like just doing stuff. I'm like, what's going on with this? So I just do a reset. You know, the typical Android reset. You just hold down the power button. You hold down the iPhone button, whatever. You just do a soft reset. It comes back with a little icon of a battery with a question mark in it. And I'm like, what the hell is this? I've never seen this in my life. I've worked on, I worked at Best Buy for years and years. What the hell is this icon?
You did your service.
I Googled it, and this is an old ass error, apparently. It's just like not reading the battery, apparently. And so I get on Google support. I'm trying to do the soft reset. I'm trying to do the boot into the bootloader thing so you could kind of manually restart it. And it's just not working. And the then suddenly it just stops working completely. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? What the hell is going on? And the lady on the phone's like, oh, yeah, it just seems to be busted or whatever. But then I end up going to Reddit, and Reddit's like, all right, so there's a trick. You can push really, really fucking hard. It's like, the Reddit thread might as well have said, push really, really fucking hard, idiot, from like an inch from the bottom and 3/4 of an inch to the right. Push really hard on that. And it's supposed to like kind of recontact the battery, I guess. Phone turns back on, but it's reading zero charge, even though it wasn't zero charge when it died. It's just busted now. So I'm like, fuck. So I bought an unlocked phone in the meantime, bought a Motorola unlocked phone because I have the service plan and I need to send it in. And then Kevin tells me, well, maybe you got water damage. And I'm like, no, I don't think so. Because it's water resistant. And then Kevin says, no, these phones are not water resistant. The 4A is not water resistant. And Kevin, you just kind of broke my heart like really, really fucking bad.
And he's like, no, man, it is. Like the 3A was. Like the 4A must be. And I see Andy live type look at him. Oh, damn. Yeah, no. No, it's not water resistant.
And so like, but now this just opens up a web of lies, Tim.
And dude, you're right. But that's my thing. This inspired me, actually. I've been talking about this a long time on Internet Explorers, but we're actually going to do it today. We're in 2020. The new iPhones are about to be announced. The announcement was delayed because of COVID. It would have been last week when they announced all the watches and stuff. But now It's tentatively... I mean, that's not like a public thing, but it's like it's always been in September that they do it. And they did the September event and didn't have the phones. So the word on the street is it's October. We're getting the new phones.
Really quick, when did Nick get his phone?
That must have been last year. Yeah.
It could have been 2 years ago also, and I just wouldn't be able to tell you.
And who would have known? Yeah. but that's the thing is, you know, when it comes to phone technology, we've come so far that you expect it to be water resistant because it was last year. And It's like every year they kind of just add all these like dumb little things. They take away headphone, wireless charging, like... What's
Tim
up?
Tim was freezing like a little bit, but you're fine now.
But also, Tim, This is the cheapest phone they've sold in 6 years.
Yeah, since like the OG Nexuses, Kevin.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be the bang for the buck mid-range budget phone. You pay $350
is a great phone.
It's a fucking phenomenal phone, but apparently not, Kevin. Yours broke.
Apparently,
right?
It ain't water resistant.
Well, yeah, I dropped mine on tile and it cracked it. Even though it was in God his case. Even though it was in his case, you know?
Kevin Coelho used a case and it did him dirty. I hate that story. I hate it because no, Kevin doesn't deserve to have a broken phone. No one deserves to have a broken phone. It's 2020, goddammit. But my point is, we just assume a lot of phones. We assume everything of phones at this point because they are our lives in our pockets. So we could use them at any time we want. And literally anything you want to do, you can do from a phone. Andy, how did you pre-order an Xbox today?
From my computer.
Damn it. That's not not helpful to my point. But you could have used your phone like I did.
I could have. Now, I was in bed ready for it. But then, Tim, you know what I thought? I thought, my PC is hardwired. I got a Core i9 processor. I've got
I hate that you just said I'm hard.
I'm hardwired. I'm hard and I'm wired. But yeah, I was going to use the phone, but then I chickened out, Tim. I chickened out at the last second.
Yeah, which is a good call. It's always better to use a computer for that type of stuff. Anyways, I'm going on this long diatribe. My point is, I want to go back, Andy. You started this episode in the future. Can you get in the future again? Okay, perfect. Now I need you to take them off.
Transporting back to 2005.
Seven.
It was 2 years old. 2005, I was still using my my fucking the flip. What phone was I using?
Motorola, the Razor.
No, everybody probably had the Razor. No. The one that I had was the silver Samsung. Because everybody else had the silver Sanyo that would click when you would open up all the way. It would go, chick, and it was like really, really loud. And you would always hear like chick, 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 when people were like open up their flip phones. I think I had I'm pretty sure I had the silver. There was this old school silver Samsung one. It was really sleek. Had like a black kind of oval in the front. Kind of reminded me of an Xbox One S, a Series S, honestly.
So did it have a little screen on the front?
Was it
like a nice phone or?
I thought it was a pretty sick ass phone, Kevin. But again, you know, it had the word Samsung on it, and I thought it was super baller.
Yeah, I had one. I think it was the E620.
Because where's Sanyo now? Everybody had the damn Sanyos. Where are they now, Kevin?
I don't know.
They've gone the way of BlackBerry.
They're poof, gone.
Yeah.
Poof. The Razor's back.
Yeah, Motorola Razor. Have you seen it?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know that I like it.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Can we take this trip down memory lane after we watch this upcoming thing? Because I would like to do a trip down phone memory lane.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay.
For sure. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to watch the original Steve Jobs presentation where they revealed the iPhone in 2007. Now, it's like a 50-minute, you know, press conference. They do a whole bunch of shit. There's a 10-minute clip that really is like all the cool stuff. And I just watched snippets of it, and it's about to be a fun time because we take all this stuff for granted nowadays. But the way that they talk about this shit as if it is the most mind-blowing tech, because it is.
Oh.
Back then, watch this, Kev.
Tim is getting Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you know, robot-y. Hey, here we go.
Let's check it out.
I've been looking forward to for 2.5 years.
Tell him, Steve.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything. And Apple has been, well, first of all, one's very fortunate if you get to work on just one of these in your career. Apple's been very fortunate. It's been able to introduce a few of these into the world. 1984, we introduced the Macintosh.
This motherfucker, he has the biggest dick ever, man.
I have goosebumps already.
Me too.
In 2001, we introduced the first iPod. And it didn't just change the way we all listen to music. It changed the entire music industry.
Damn, that was 2001? Well,
yeah, today, was without the wheel, though. That's like the old school one.
We're introducing three revolutionary products of this class. The first one is a widescreen iPod with touch controls.
That's the one that I got. Because the old one had the actual physical wheel.
No, Andy.
Yeah, this is Andy, so good.
Stay tuned to this. It's not what you think.
Is a revolutionary mobile phone. And the third is a breakthrough internet communications device.
What? I don't remember that.
So, three things. A widescreen iPod with touch controls, a revolutionary mobile phone, and a breakthrough internet communications device. An iPod, a phone, and an internet communicator. An iPod.
It's all one.
A phone. Are you getting it?
Is that not the coolest reveal of all time?
Three separate devices. This is one device.
Oh, shit. Everybody in the crowd is their mind.
iPhone. Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone. And here it is. No. Actually, here it is, but we're gonna leave it there for now.
This guy's memeing.
Before we get into it, let me talk about a category of things. The most advanced phones are called smartphones, so they say. And they typically combine
what
a phone
baller.
Plus some email capability, plus they say it's the internet, sort of the baby internet, into one device, and they all have these plastic little keyboards on them. The problem is that they're not so smart.
They're
and
shit.
They're not so easy to use. So if you kind of make a, you know, business school 101 graph of the smart axis and the easy to use axis, phones, regular cell phones are kind of right there. They're not so smart, and they're, you know, not so easy to use. But smartphones are definitely a little smarter, but they actually are harder to use. They're really complicated. Just for the basic stuff, people have a hard time figuring out how to use them. Well, we don't want to do either one of these things. What we want to do is make a leapfrog product that is way smarter than any mobile device has ever been and super easy to use.
This I'm entranced
is what
right
iPhone
now.
Is.
Okay? It's 10 out of 10, man. Like,
so,
and on top of it, they back it up by actually reinventing
now,
the fucking phone.
Yeah.
Get that water. Get that smart water with your smartphone.
With a revolutionary user interface is the result of years of research and development. And, of course, it's an interplay of hardware and software. Now, why do we need a revolutionary user interface? I mean, here's four smartphones, right? Motorola Q, the BlackBerry, Palm Treo, Nokia E62, the usual suspects. And what's wrong with their user interfaces? Well, the problem with them is really sort of in the bottom 40 there. It's this stuff right here. They all have these keyboards that are there whether you need them or not to be there.
The
and
crowd like laughing along, like these phones
that
suck.
Are fixed in plastic. And are the
they probably all have
every
them.
Yeah. Well, every application wants a slightly different user interface, a slightly optimized set of buttons just for it. And what happens if you think of a great idea 6 months from now? You can't run around and add a button to these things. They're already shipped. So what do? It doesn't work because the buttons and the controls can't change. They can't change for each application, and they can't change down the road if you think of another
damn,
great
dog.
Idea you want to add to this product.
Kevin, you're always talking so much shit about,
well, how do
about
you solve
Apple.
This?
What's up?
It turns out we have solved it. We solved it in computers.
I mean, you know, it's
20
impressive
years
shit.
Ago.
You know what I mean?
We solved it with a bitmap screen that could display anything we want, put any user interface up, and a pointing device.
But Andy, what have
we
they done for us
mouse,
lately? You know what I mean?
Right? Exactly, Kevin.
There
we
it
solved
is.
This problem.
Exactly.
So how are we going to take this to a mobile device? But what we're going to do is get rid of all these buttons and just make a giant screen. A giant screen.
Oh.
It's huge.
Now, how are we going to communicate? We don't want to carry around.
Well,
the
I think
mouse,
it's 3.5
right?
inches.
So
yeah, 3.2, right?
Well, a stylus,
yeah.
Right? We're going to use a stylus.
Fuck no, we're
no.
not.
Now, who wants
this
a stylus?
This is so sick.
You have to get them and put them away and you lose them. Yuck. Nobody wants a stylus. So let's not use a stylus. We're going to use the best pointing device in the world. We're going to use a pointing device that we're all born with. We're born with 10 of them. We're going to use our fingers. We're going to touch this with our fingers. And we have invented a new technology called multi-touch, which is phenomenal. It works like magic.
It really does.
You don't need a stylus.
When you use a touchscreen that doesn't have it, it feels like
that's ever been
caveman shipped. Shit.
It ignores unintended touches. It's super smart. You can do multi-finger gestures on it. And boy, have we patented it. So.
There was nobody cockier, dude.
It's so
we've
cool.
We've been very lucky to have brought a few revolutionary user interfaces to the market in our time. First was the mouse. The second was the click wheel, and now we're going to bring multi-touch to the market. And each of these revolutionary user interfaces has made possible a revolutionary product. The Mac,
remember the mouse that
the
had
iPod,
the charger on the bottom?
IPhone. So,
oh yeah,
revolutionary user interface. We're going to build
Microsoft,
on top
right?
of that.
No, it was Apple.
Oh, was it?
Now, software on mobile phones is like baby software. It's not so powerful. And today, we're going to show you a software breakthrough. Software that's at least 5 years
transitions.
Ahead of what's on any other phone. Now, how do we do this? Well, we start with a strong foundation. iPhone runs OS 10. Now, why?
The audience must be like, how the fuck is this real?
A sophisticated operating system on a mobile device. Well, because it's got everything we need. It's got multitasking. It's got the best networking. It already knows how to power manage. We've been doing this on mobile computers for years. It's got awesome security. And to write apps, it's got everything from Cocoa and the graphics, and it's got core animation built in.
These are all just terms I have not heard of in ages.
It's
like Cocoa.
It's just standard now, like so much of it.
iPhone. And that has let us create desktop class applications and networking, right? Not the crippled stuff that you find on most phones. This is real desktop class applications. Now, you know,
2020, Steve.
One of the pioneers,
I know, come on, man.
Alan Kay has had a lot of great quotes throughout the years. And I ran across one of them recently that explains how we look at this, explains why we go about doing things the way we do, because we love software. And here's the quote. People who are really serious about software should make their own hardware. You know? Alan said this 30 years ago.
We don't get to see
this
it.
This is how we feel about it. And so we're
well, then they just go through and start talking about
to a mobile device for
like,
the first time.
The app stuff, and it gets really businessy.
Oh, damn it. I thought they were going to show,
they pulled it up, remember?
Do they pull up the actual, like, UI, though, and, like, show, like, here's what happens when you scroll? And because I remember that being, like, kind of revolutionary.
Yeah, that's later.
And that was sick.
Good job, Tim.
I don't want to watch the whole fucking hour and 20-minute thing.
Dude,
I mean, we can.
I totally could.
But,
I'll
dude, isn't it? Wasn't that like spectacular? Like that is such a fun, crazy moment in time that changed everything.
I mean, just the lead up to it is one of the most hype things of all time. That is, again, when we talk about one more thing, that's a Steve Jobs thing. Whenever we talk about E3 and Nintendo conferences and Sony having one more thing, the meme came from Steve Jobs. It was always at the end of the conference, it'd be over, and that rumored thing that was supposed to pop up never showed up, and you're like, oh, you're kind of sad, and then we're about to go, but we got one more thing for you. And it was like, oh, shit, here we go. And then the big thing would get revealed, dude.
I mean, dude, it's marketing genius, because when you think about it, literally, and they still try to employ this tactic today, but there's nobody that has the gravitas that he does. But what it comes down to is he just came out here, shat on everyone else, and was like, oh, yeah, they use keyboards. We don't need that. They use stylus. We don't need that. It's like, but what if people liked those things? He didn't give a fuck. He sells you so hard that those are bad and this thing's good. And like, granted, it turned out that it worked that way. But like, it's just so ridiculously impressive and scary that people can be that manipulated so easily.
He was the best at. He was the best at. What you want isn't what you should want. Like what I'm telling you is what you should want. And he's the, I mean, again, we're going back to, when did I work? Like 2009? I forgot when it was with the whole antenna gate where he was like, you're holding the phone wrong. You're not holding the phone right. That's why you're losing connection. That was like an actual quote where he said, you're holding the phone wrong. That's why your phone's hanging up on you. And like, it's crazy, dude. It's so nuts. I love to get back, Kevin, to just all the controversy between him and Samsung and thinking like, I'm going to go nuclear on Samsung if they don't do this right. Like all those quotes right before he died were just like, it was insane and intense reading up all that shit. Really, really fascinating.
Hey, Kev, we're not going to get into the links that you're pulling up today. Andy wanted to look at some old phones, and I like that. What was the one that you wanted to bring up, Andy?
When Kevin brought it up, he brought up one of them, and I think it was my first one that I had. It was the one with that sort of, there was no screen. It was just the black kind of There's a black piece of plastic. Yeah, that it's like the fifth from the top right. There it is, Kevin. That's the first cell phone I ever owned. And it was so sleek and cool. And I love that it didn't click. But the Sanyo ones, Kevin, are the ones that had that, you know, people just lost their shit over. This is like, when did the Sidekick come out? When was everybody all horny about the Sidekick?
05, 04, maybe, for the Sidekick?
Yeah.
I think this was my first phone.
And I had that one too, Kevin. I had that one too.
This guy right here. And then I had to switch over to a stupid Nextel phone, and I hated it so much.
Dude,
why Nextel? Is it because of like the? I could have sworn when I worked at Best Buy, all the Nextels were the ones that people would buy because it also had the radio.
That's exactly right, Andy.
The walkie-talkie ability.
Dad could radio Peru and talk to their parents.
That's right. Oh my God. Yeah, dude. Holy shit.
Yeah, let's try to find that one. That's hilarious. What was the one that was it Metro? Like the phone, like the not just Metro PCS, but like it was the really cheap one that was like essentially just a walkie-talkie.
I don't know. I
had the commercials with the old people.
The old people had their own phone. Because we sold a lot of those in Georgetown, Texas. Our clientele was 99% the retirement community that lived nearby. And one lady...
It was old people in the commercial.
Oh,
no. Like, in the commercial, it was old people, and they were acting young, and they were, like, talking all hip and shit.
Hippity dip.
I very one old lady
loved me.
Lexi Gunner coming through. It's Boost Mobile. That's what it was.
Oh, Boost Mobile. Boost Mobile was another one of the... It wasn't a walkie-talkie, though. Or maybe they did. But Boost Mobile is just another one of those pay-as-you-go phones. So we sold a lot of those.
They got bought by, like, Sprint or something, right?
Yeah. Boost, dude, we would always get resellers running into our store buying, like, 20 at a time. And we would just be sitting there like, I mean, we don't really allow this, but I guess. Like, get these, sure.
But what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Kev, can you go to YouTube? And
hold on. This is the phone I had. And I modded it with a clear case. Do you remember my clear housing on this?
I do.
So ugly.
Man, you were modding back then, man. Oh, you're a modder. Well,
actually, before you get a YouTube, Kev, can you Google the Motorola T720?
You're a little net runner, Kevin.
Because this was my first like cool phone. And this was predating the Razer, but this was like the hot item because it had the screen on the front and it had modular cases. So yeah, you could totally like you can even see here you could take off that front bit and make it blue like on the bottom you see. And that was the coolest fucking thing of all time.
That's really cool. That's really sick. Yeah. That's a nice one. So right nice. There.
This you know, Kev, hit that middle to the left picture right next to this where you could actually see the inside of the phone too. Well, I don't know what that little bottom thing is. But anyways, like, they had a big ass screen for the time. And it was one of the first phones that had, instead of just MIDI ringtones, it had that poly whatever. So like songs polyphonic. Sounded a little bit. Yeah. So it sounded a little bit more like the real song.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Hell fucking yeah.
I remember I had a shitty Eminem Without Me version as my ringtone. It was so bad. But Kev, go to YouTube and look up Boost Mobile commercial. We want to try to find these old people.
We have to locate them. Well, the sad thing is like most of them are dead by now, right? They're all dead.
Wow. Wow.
You can think about it, right? I mean, it's been like 18 years. Boost Mobile, put 90s.
Put where you at?
Oh my God, I do remember this.
Yeah.
Is this it?
Fat Joe.
All right, well, yeah, I'm not seeing. Okay, go down to the. Wait, what the hell? Why are these all rappers?
Because Fat.
Keep scrolling,
Kev.
I
remember Fat Joe having a little thing with it. Damn, that video was uploaded 14 years ago. Yeah, there you go.
Do that one. this is it. This is it, dude.
2006 upload. What the fuck?
I was like at home having like a really lame time. So I
holla back,
like
youngin.
To two-way my friend. And she's like, want to go to a banging party, yo? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, shall we two-way Alicia? And I'm like, hell yeah. And now we're all at this banging party and getting 10 kinds of nasty. Let's
go. The 10 kinds of nasty, dude. That was the line. Holla back.
Oh my god, dude, that just
wow, that was awesome.
I need to go back to the future soon because right now I'm just like freaking out, dude. That was nuts. I haven't seen that commercial in so fucking long, dude.
Oh my god, it's so funny. And who was your back to the future?
Okay, who was your first friend to get an iPhone, Tim?
Curran, of course.
Oh yeah, it was my friend.
He got the first iPhone, and it was like, you dude, my first iPhone was the 6.
My friend JP got the first iPhone in 2007, and I remember all of us just marveling at it outside of Moonbeans, a little coffee. But you know, you always go to coffee places. That was like the cool indie, like rock pop punk thing to do. You just go to coffee shops. We just go to coffee shops, try to meet people from other schools and stuff. What am I looking at?
Kev, what is this?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking up the first smartphone, which I guess that I had, which is the Evo 4G. Which
hell had, yeah, I remember Kevin. This.
Which
that was a sexy phone.
A kickstand.
Mm-hmm.
See this?
Because it was so big.
Kevin, this phone was fucking flying off the shelves when I worked at Best Buy. Like, this was selling the iPhone 4 and selling the Nintendo Wii were all similar in terms of we're out of stock. People are waiting outside of, like, you could not keep these damn things in stock. It was the coolest damn phone ever, dude. The color of the screen was gorgeous. Yep. And then they came out with the Evo 4G LTE. Well, they came out with the 3D one. Yeah, but the one with the slide-down keyboard, I loved it, Kevin, because I put a bunch of Nintendo ROMs on it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that looks good.
The one with the slide-out keyboard, yeah. Oh, the Evo Shift is what it's called. The Evo Shift. And that was like the Sprint version of it. The one with the little it's right up there, top row.
Yeah, but those are like the purchase.
Oh,
ones?
Those are ads. Yeah, yeah, there they are. There it is. Yeah. So I ended up putting SNES emulators and stuff on this, and I would use a little keypad and I would play Zelda and shit. It was so cool.
I miss integrated keyboards. Like, I get it. I get it. Wait, but Kev,
I get it.
Yeah.
Why didn't you click at the top ones?
Oh, they're all ads. So they're like eBay and stuff like that. So if I click it, it'll take me.
What are they?
Crazy. EBay? I saw this coming from the future, eBay? Tim. I saw this.
What? Sorry, what'd you say they were?
They're ads.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Here's the thing. Beluga, did you hear that? That's your moose asking for Manscaped. They wrote that. I don't really understand what it means. But what I do know is that you need to Manscaped. You need to fix whatever bush situation is going on down below. The Manscaped engineering team just perfected the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created, the Lawnmower 3.0. I recently used this thing, and I can tell you, I love it. I didn't nick any nuts. I'm just looking real nice and clean down there. Plus, for a limited time, when you order the perfect package kit, you get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag and the Manscaped Anti-Chafing Boxer Briefs. You're not trying to chafe down there. Trust me, that's not a good time for anybody. The waistband's super elastic to reduce chafing and rubbing. Plus, when your girl sees this logo, she knows she's got a real Manscaped man. Oh, Manscaped, I love you guys. You can pair these boxer briefs with their pH-balancing liquid products like the Crop Preserver and you're ready for anything. You can get 20% off plus free shipping with the code MORNING at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code MORNING at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code MORNING. From the moose to the caboose, always use the right tools for the job. Are they implying that like our pubic hair region is the moose?
Why did they say beluga?
I don't know. Do mooses say beluga?
You gotta wonder if other companies out there are like worried about their ads being too close to a Manscaped ad.
I mean, that's the thing. But here's the thing: we're going from places you want to get rid of hair to places that you want to keep your hair because we love keeping our hair, and so does Keeps. As guys, so much of our identity is wrapped up in our hair, from how it feels after getting a fresh cut to the way it's perfectly styled before going out. That's why when we get into our 20s and 30s and start noticing the first signs of hair loss, it's definitely panic time. Because let's face it, no guy's ever ready to go bald. Thankfully, now there's Keeps, the simple way to keep your hair easily. Two out of three guys will experience some form of male pattern baldness by the time they're 35, and the best way to prevent hair loss is to do something about it while you still have hair left. Luckily, I seem to be the third guy with Nick and Andy here at Internet Explorers, but they have been taking care of this for a while now, so they've been keeping their hair. Things have been looking good, and Andy, you've been looking fantastic. I want to let you know, okay?
Wow, thank you very, very much. Yeah, the finesse ride's kicking ass. Mm-hmm.
Keeps treatments typically takes between 4 to 6 months to see results, so it's important to act fast. The sooner you start using Keeps, the more hair you'll save. You can go to our link at keeps.com/morning to receive your first month of treatment free. That's KEEPS.com/morning. Keeps.com/morning. Check it out. Back to the show.
Razor.
Doing ad segues might be one of my favorite things of all time.
Yeah, I was so confused. I was like, what is he saying?
Kevin, eBay? Future,
Do you want me to repeat eBay?
Wait, Kev, go down to that in the middle bottom. Hold on, you know the one I'm talking about.
The middle bottom, this guy?
The one that you'd expect that I want to click on.
Oh,
yeah. Look at that. Oh, well, baby.
You had this phone, right? You had the blue variant.
No, I never had the Razor.
You never had the Razor?
Nah. Stop.
It was too sharp. It was too sharp.
No, it was. Oh, so no, no. Cool.
It was fantastic. I was just too poor. I wished I had the Razor.
How much were they back in the day?
I think they were like $200, but that was a lot for a phone.
I mean, for a long time, all phones were $200, right? Because you'd extend 2 years out.
But then you'd get, you would pay monthly for it, right? Or
no.
You'd get it for like $20 for an upgrade or whatever. When did that start?
You would have to pay for the taxes on it. And then you would get it. So it would be like, depending on the cost of the phone, like, 20 to like $50.
I'll never forget getting my first cell phone. And my mom got me the like 100 text message pack.
Mm. Oh my God.
And just burned that in like a day and a half.
And I thought I'd be fine with it. I was like, yeah, that sounds great. And it was like 100 or like 200. I don't know what. And it was done within like a day. And I called my mom, was like, Mom, yeah, you're going to need to upgrade that because it is definitely not enough. And I think it was like super cheap. It's kind of like when you buy McDonald's nuggets and it's like, yeah, you can get the 10 piece for $3, but you can get the 20 piece for $4. It's like, oh, okay, go for the 20 piece. You know, that's a smart thing to do.
Yesterday we did just that with the spicy nuggets, and we got the 20 piece of the spicy McDonald's nuggets. It was Gia's first time. I have never seen her react to food this way. It was the most impressive thing. I like fell in love all over again. She eats it and just like looks up and just goes, "This is fucking delicious." I was just like, holy shit. Like, that's like not normally her personality.
I'll tell you what, man. When we got the nuggets for the Nug Dome, they'd been sitting underneath my chair for an hour before we got to finally
eat
them.
So sad.
And they weren't super crunchy, but they were still a little bit warm, which I was really impressed by. The following day, got them again for lunch. Pretty good. Not super spicy, though. So I was like, huh, you know, they lost a little bit of the spice factor. Saturday night, Yusuf and Belinda came over, and we had a little like just a little dinner with all of us. And I was like, it's nugget time, right? It's fucking nugget time. Because Yusuf hadn't tried them yet. So they got a bunch of like random food from a little Burmese place nearby. So we got that, and I was like, we also have to buy nuggets.
Superstar?
Yeah. Oh,
my place is dope.
AKA one of the greatest restaurants in San Francisco. That place is fantastic.
It was delicious. Good. It always is. But in addition to that, I bought a bunch of nugs as well. And they were like the best I've ever had. Like the spice level is perfect. My mouth's
wanting to stay in it. The crunch of it, it like caught me off guard. I didn't think they'd be that crunchy, you know?
Oh my God, Kevin. Yeah. It's one of those where I just have to keep fighting. Right now, Uber Eats is running a little deal where if you spend over $20, you get a free 10 nugs.
Oh my God. But see, the problem there, Andy, is the $20 are going to be spent getting nugs, and nobody needs that many nugs.
You're right. You're right.
Because there's that limit where it's like, I know it's Kevin's going to be like, is there really too many nugs? It's like, we all know
that's
at this
not
point.
True.
There
I'm,
is.
I'm totally a breaking on the, like, point. Hey, man, we don't need 60 nugs for three people. Like, that's too many. 10 nugs.
You're right.
What's unfortunate is there is a middle ground where it's like, All right, we could, me and Tim, probably 15 nugs each, but not 20, you know?
Oh, never 20. Never go 20 nugs. Never go 20 nugs.
I feel like I did that the other day where it felt like we were back at the studio where we had way too many nugs for two little people. Mm-hmm. Really, man, I fucked up. I screwed up.
Yeah. Kev, I want to go do a little fun clips now. You can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny to submit your fun clips. There was one that was sent in by, I think, literally every single person that sent clip in. So I do want to watch it. Kev, if you could bring that up.
Where's the fun clip section? This is a poorly organized doc.
It's down here. Boom.
Holla back, youngin. Ooh, ooh. Thank you. Holla back.
What a fabulous man. Wait, why is this?
Oh.
God, Kevin.
I've told this story before, but my buddy Javi, the one whose hair I really, really fucked up, where I cut his head hair too short and he looked like Gollum.
wait, what? I don't think you've ever told that
story. I told that story before. Yeah, my buddy Javi had like really, really long hair, and his band was kind of doing like a little small Texas tour, and they dropped by our apartment in Austin, and I was like, dude, I could like thin your hair out, give it a little cut, and I cut it. I used like the thinning shears. And my buddy JP was like, oh, Andy, you got to do like the three method. That's what my barber does with me, because I have really, really thick hair, and they'll do like chick and then chick and then chick as they're coming out. So you're thinning as you go longer.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? That seems really excessive, but sure, I'll try it out. And I did on my buddy's hobby's hair, and he looked like Gollum by the end of it. It was like the thinnest, the thinnest shreds of long hair, because he had hair down to like his neck at this point. It was like really, really bad. I think his brother was more upset, because I used to be like in a band with him and his brother. And for a while, his brother didn't like me because I quit the band. But but Javi, he had this microwave back at his home, and the beeps, he would do the perfect like deet, 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 deet. Like, it was so perfect. Holla back, gang. We would just always sing that.
It's so good. All right. I know, right? Damn, it's been too long. So Paula Kowal.
Uh-oh.
I'll read out a video where the caption is, my husband is an idiot.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if you heard me, but someone named Paula Coelho says, my husband is an idiot.
It's working!
So I listened to this on mute. I didn't know you were yelling like a goddamn psychopath. I didn't.
But like, Andy, if you watched it on mute, wouldn't you expect that? Because even if I watch this on mute, I can still hear it.
I mean, yeah, I guess you're right. I should have expected that. I don't know why I didn't.
It's unfortunate that this is the clip they got out, because we had been pulling for a while at this point. And like, this is the moment where I clipped it to the middle, because originally
this was the end of the journey.
He was clipped onto me. And then there's another one where I clipped him onto the side of the cart, and like, let me tell you, that got dangerous real quick.
Oh, Lord. All right, let's go to the next fun clip. This one's from Spray Goo, which, wow, what a horrible username. Spray Goo.
Oh yes, this is the coolest fucking thing ever.
Hell yeah! Oh my god!
But you have to keep playing it, because it's not just that. It's not just that.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Dude, when I went to Japan, I saw it, the statue.
The statue, yeah.
But this is so much cooler.
I don't understand why someone... I don't know who's paying for this, but like, they must have spent a lot of money.
This is public funds are going to the right place here, right?
They're not, right? Like, we can all agree this is like, wow, this Kevin, is very this cool.
I want my tax dollars going to this, okay? We're paying out the ass.
Trump was like, hey, I'm going to make a giant statue. Let's just say it's this. You'd be like, no,
I'd be like, Trump, you're a racist, misogynist piece of garbage, but you know what? You got a point. You got a fucking point.
You got a point.
Like, I mean, the thing is, like, this is such a cool ass attraction. I'm not sure. Obviously, this is just a test run. Like, I don't know what the actual application of it is going to be, Kevin. But this is the military funding that I want. Okay, I'm tired of tanks. I'm tired of trillion-dollar fucking jets that go invisible. Give me a goddamn Gundam.
Give Andy a Gundam, Kevin. Come on.
I just don't.
Hey, Andy. Andy, can you go into the future and see if we actually get Gundams? Damn it! Really?
We got Transformers, Michael Bay Transformers.
Oh, not those. That's not so those bad. Transformers.
So
bad.
They're so racist. What? So many of them are racist.
Oh my God, yeah. They're all racist.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Oh God. Let's check out Lexi Gunner's submission. I see Lexi Gunner in the chat right now as well. She's happy that Internet Explorers is back. So am I.
That was perfect. That was the most insane trip of all time. Rewind it to the kill. That was so damn impressive. I love it.
This fucking song, man.
I'll tell you what, man. We need.
I love it.
I'll tell you what, clip section needs to be like 1,000% more funny game clips, because that's some funny ass shit.
Ignacio Rojas sends this one in. Oh my God.
Oh my, he's going to spill. He's going to spill.
Fuck eating over there, bro.
Damn, dude.
This is the cutest thing of all time. I love dogs, man. They're just so
what
dumb.
A badass. Oh man. And then to close out the show, this one comes from Drewtendo64, who, Andy, just so you know, he is the MVP when it comes to fun clips.
Okay, like, okay.
And every time I hype him up and I'm scared that it's gonna be the one that's not worth it. But so far, he's never let me down.
Okay.
Oh man.
I hope this goes well.
Oh fucking shit. Oh, no.
Oh, no. That was the perfect speed for that to be funny.
Ew. Oh my God. Like, you think it's just gonna be a miss, maybe he's gonna throw the club, but just all
no, he commits.
Cease to function.
Man,
I love it. Oh
man, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Internet Explorers. Andy, thank you very much for joining me for this. This was a good one. What a fun time. For patreon.com/kindoffunny users, we'll see you later for the Kind of Funny podcast live as we record it, or else you can watch the shows later. youtube.com/kindoffunny. Till next time, love you guys. Bye.